Hello, and welcome to Prevention Magazine, brought to you by OWL Radio, a community service of the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Dana, and for the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the June edition of the Prevention Magazine. Pulse. Bust stress the creative way. With the world facing so much uncertainty, it's natural to feel anxious and a bit overwhelmed. Getting a handle on stress is important to staying physically and mentally well. So harness your inner artist and try this fun de-stressing technique, art therapy. A recent study in the European Journal of Oncology, Nursing, found that caregivers who took part in a free-flowing coloring session or a guided art therapy workshop reported feeling less stressed and anxious and more confident. When you're making art, it helps you proactively deal with challenges and problems. You engage in a form of problem solving and feel a sense of confidence that you can tackle challenges in a creative and effective ways. The study author Chiara Camille, PhD, an associate professor at Drexel University, and president of the American Art Therapy Association. This is also a way to express things you might not have words for and to process difficult emotions and experiences. Try it for yourself. Pick up an adult coloring book and some colored pencils or just a piece of paper and a pen and scribble and shade your way to Zen. Cancer breakthrough. Scientists have discovered a new use for an old drug and it may make cancer treatments more successful. In research on mice, researchers from the UK found that the drug, originally developed to address organ tissue scarring, made malignant tumors less resistant to immunotherapy drugs. Immunotherapy often fails because it can't penetrate tumors to reach and destroy the cancerous cells inside. So these findings, published in the journal Cancer Research, are encouraging. The discovery could help make existing cancer treatments more effective. The research team is now in the process of testing to see whether this drug works in the same way as humans, which could lead to improved breast cancer and immunotherapy outcomes in the future. To slim down, stick to the basics. If you're looking to shed a few pounds, don't be tempted by herbal weight loss supplements you see online or at the drugstore. Science doesn't support their claims. Australian researchers analyzed 54 studies involving 4,000 people and found that herbal medicines commonly containing things like green tea, white kidney bean, and Garcinia cambogia did not help people lose weight. Also, these types of supplements aren't regulated by the government, so you can't be sure of what you're ingesting when you take them. The best way to lose weight healthfully: eat a balanced diet and also exercise and get a good amount of rest each night. Everyone, hand sanitizer. Practicing good hygiene like proper hand washing is always a smart move, but hand sanitizer is having a particularly big movement. For a spritz that will clean and smell great without drying out your hands, we love Everyone's Hand Sanitizer Spray. It is Environmental Working Group verified, which means it's free of potentially harmful chemicals and contains 62% ethanol, meeting the CDC's criteria for effectively killing germs and bacteria. And it's scented with essential oils like grapefruit, coconut, lemon, lavender, and peppermint. Find it online at eoproducts.com and amazon.com or at national retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart. Eat for a long life. Following the Mediterranean diet for just 1 year was associated with beneficial changes to the gut microbiome that promotes healthy aging. According to a study in the journal Gut, specifically this diet, which features lots of fruits and vegetables, lean protein, whole grains, nuts and seeds, and healthy fats in the form of extra virgin olive oil and avocado, appeared to help preserve the good bug, bad bug balance that can change with age. It was also associated with increased level of good bacteria linked to better cognitive function and reduced overall frailty. Researchers say the effects are likely due to high levels of uncertain nutrients the diet provides. Fiber as well as important vitamins and minerals such as potassium, iron, and magnesium. The sneaky sleep disruptor. Can't nod off? What you've been eating may be to blame. Columbia University Irving Medical Center researchers analyzed food diaries from more than 50,000 postmenopausal women and found that those who consumed lots of refined carbs, particularly added sugars, were more likely to develop insomnia. But those who ate more fiber-filled produce were less likely to suffer from the sleep disorder. Why? Refined carbohydrates like sugar and white flour or rice can spike blood sugar, prompting the release of insulin to lower it. But once blood sugar levels dip, stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol flow, which may mess with your sleep. Not so sweet on sugar. Since our very first issue, we've taken the skeptical stance on the most craveable substance, sugar. Prevention even devoted an entire issue to this stuff in December 1953, but we weren't exactly fans. The story of sugar seems to be one of the finest examples of man's inability to let well enough alone. As one doctor of our acquaintance prophesies, it may very well end our civilization within a few generations. Though our tone has changed a bit, we still think sugar is a troublemaker and join our colleagues from the past in encouraging you to avoid it. Another reason to limit sugar. Drinking 12 ounces of sugary drinks more than once a day is linked to two heart disease risk factors: lower levels of good HDL cholesterol and higher levels of triglycerides, says a study of Journal of the American Heart Association. Much of sugar's role in the heart disease puzzle has centered on weight gain, but this sheds light on how it may affect the balance of cholesterol and fats in the blood. A gentler wrinkle smoother. You've probably heard of retinol, or the prescription version, retinoids, touted by skin experts as the golden standard ingredient for wrinkle reduction. Now it may have found its plant-based equal in bakuchiol, an antioxidant derived from the Indian babaji plant. More research is needed, but the ingredient shows a promise. A study has shown that applying the bakuchiol tropically twice a day for 12 weeks reduces wrinkles and hyperpigmentation comparable to retinol applied once a day, with less stinging and scaling. Common side effects of retinol, says Danusia Wendt, chemist at the Good Housekeeping Institute Beauty Lab, a prevention partner. Because bakuchiol has been found to cause less irritation than retinol, it may be a good option for those who have sensitive skin or have experienced negative side effects from retinol. Next generation conditioners. Nearly half of women with fine to medium hair don't condition regularly, likely to avoid weighing it down. But this is an important step, says Dominic Berg, chief scientist and trichologist for Evolus Professional Conditioning, replenishes a productive outer layer of the hair called the F layer, which can be lost due to factors like heat styling, hair dye, and sun exposure, leaving strands prone to dryness and breakage. The fix, the new crop of conditioners with formulas tailored to work on your specific hair type. For fine hair, a foam conditioner. For thick hair, a conditioning milk. For medium hair, a gel conditioner. And for coarse or damaged hair, a conditioning balm. Grilling grates. The pineapple in the meal on page 18 is a sweet surprise, and it just goes to show that the grills are good for more than just meat and corn. Kate Holmes, chef and founder of Carried Away Chefs, shares more grillable foods to try. Leafy greens. Grill sturdy greens like kale and romaine for a fun salad twist. Pro tip: Don't dry kale completely after washing. Residual water steams and softens the tough parts while the rest chars, says Holmes. Drizzle with your favorite dressing. Holmes' favorite is a tangy Caesar. Pizza dough. Avoid cranking up the oven by cooking pizza on the grill. Make sure the grill is super hot before placing the dough so as to prevent sticking. It's also helpful to use pizza peel to remove the pizza, says Holmes. Embrace the season by loading your pie with fresh summer veggies. Shellfish. Grilling oysters eliminates the effort of shucking. They open on their own in just a few minutes, Holmes says. Other shelled seafood, such as clams, shrimp, lobster, and mussels, is also tasty when cooked on the grate. Grapes. Skewer these sweet bulbs and grill them with oil and a touch of sea salt. The flavor intensifies as the skin chars and the juice gets concentrated for a sweet and jammy bite, says Holmes. Eat alone, atop Greek yogurt for dessert, or paired with fresh mozzarella or a burrata. Love handles be gone. This is the move of the month. The move targets your obliques, the abs on your side, to help you build a stronger core overall. Step 1. Lie flat on the floor with your lower back pressed against the ground. Interlace your fingers behind your head with your elbows just outside your peripheral vision. Number 2. Bend your knees, then bring your legs up to a tabletop position. Your calves should be parallel to the floor. Number 3. Engage your abdominals and lift your head so your shoulder blades hover above the ground. Straighten your right leg while turning your upper body to the left by twisting at the ribs. Bring your right elbow towards your left knee and repeat on the opposite side. Number 4. That's one rep. Aim to do 10 reps 2 to 3 times. Great abs apps for short workouts. All Out Studio, home to Prevention's Fit in 10, Tone Up in 15, and mini and under 20-minute routines. It's $8.99 a month after a 14-day free trial. The S-Work Kit, the S-Work Kit, choose a category, strength, cardio, yoga, or stretching, and the time you have. There are even 1-minute workouts. It's $9.99 a month after a 7-day free trial. And then 7. This one promises to whip you into shape in 7 minutes a day using just a chair, a wall, and your body weight. It's $9.99 a month after a 7-day free trial. Get your move on outside. Slap on the sunscreen and get your heart pumping with these fun activities that go beyond walking and running. Spruce up the yard. Sweating through a day of gardening or yard work counts as a workout, says Ryan Masail, CSCS, RDN, Precision Nutrition's head nutrition coach for elite athletes and organizations. When you need a break from traditional exercise, tackle some outdoor chores. Dust off your bike. The power it takes to propel yourself forward works out your muscles and gets your heart rate up, and it's a bit easier on your joints than running or even walking on pavement. It can also help strengthen your bones. Pushing the pedals pulls on muscles, which then pull on bones to increase bone density. Hit the trails. Hiking or jogging on a wooded trail can be a workout for your body and on your mind. We're immersing ourselves in nature, so stress hormones go down, which can boost our mood, immune system, and brain power, says Masil. Have a dance party. A backyard is good for more than a heart-pumping game of tag with the kids. One activity my little guy and I enjoy is dancing in our backyard. I put my phone on Do Not Disturb and play some of our favorite tunes, Marcel says. Cultivate wellness. Carefully tending your goals. That's the theme of this month for Prevention and the Global Wellness Institute's The Wellness Moonshot, A World Free of Preventable Disease by Renee Moorfield. Today's world makes it easy to get distracted from our commitments to wellness. Sticking to our goals amid change and busy lives requires a doggedness in working through the challenges challenges, and a belief in the human capacity to evolve. Here's how to cultivate those qualities. 1. Shift from macro to micro. Break down your larger goal into smaller behavior you want to incorporate into your life. Then habit stack, adding that behavior to an existing routine. For example, you may commit to drinking a glass of water each time you brush your teeth, or adding 1 minute for team feedback when you hold weekly meetings. 2, write and share. Record your wellness commitments and regularly share your progress with others at work and at home. By doing so, you are putting in place 3 proven structures for successful change: writing down your goals, making a public commitment, and taking personal accountability. The positive reinforcement you gain from others will also make your efforts more joyful and meaningful. 3, enjoy wellness with others. Not only do positive social connections contribute to buffering stress and lengthening of life, but connecting through wellness helps you stay on the journey. Learn to cook something new and healthy with your family. Do a yoga fitness workout over FaceTime with your friends if you can't get together in person. And celebrate Global Wellness Day on June 13th by asking social media friends to join you in the Wellness Moonshot. All these will cultivate well-being. Wellness. The natural benefits of turmeric. Turmeric goes above and beyond its job as a seasoning. It has a long history of promoting good health. It has high levels of antioxidant curcumin, and its anti-inflammatory properties mean it has been used to ease muscle pain and calm skin conditions. Plus, it is inexpensive and can be found at the grocery store, says Megan Galani, ND, assistant professor at the National University of Natural Medicine in Portland, Oregon. She shares 3 recipes here. This is by Erica Ellen Sansone. Bedtime soother. Help reduce inflammation and bring a relaxed chill with this non-caffeinated golden milk latte. Heat 2 cups of milk or milk alternative on low. Whisk a half teaspoon of turmeric, half teaspoon of cinnamon, and a pinch of cardamom, nutmeg, ginger, or cayenne. Simmer 5 minutes and then add a sweetener such as honey or maple syrup for taste. Froth if you like. Sip hot or over ice. Refrigerate for up to 2 days. A redness reducer. Calm eczema or rosacea with an anti-inflammatory face mask. Mix 1 teaspoon of turmeric, 1 teaspoon apple cider vinegar, and 1 tablespoon honey, and 1 teaspoon yogurt into a paste-like consistency. Apply at night to a clean, dry face for 10 or 15 minutes. Then rinse with warm water. Use an old towel. Turmeric can stain cloth and may turn skin yellowish hue, but that will fade in a few hours. Heart healthy dressing. Make a delicious salad topper full of antioxidants and beneficial fats. Combine 1/4 cup tahini, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 teaspoon turmeric, and 1/4 cup water and salt and pepper. Add salt and pepper to taste in a blender and blend until smooth. Serve over beans, grains, or hearty greens like kale. Refrigerate in a lidded glass jar for up to 5 days. Virtual reality to fight phobias. We've all heard the advice, face your fears, but for those who suffer from phobias, dealing with the extreme, often crippling symptoms can make that seem unattainable. Here, Daniel Freeman, PhD, a professor of clinical psychology at the University of Oxford and chief clinical officer, co-founder of Oxford VR, explains how virtual reality simulations can help people conquer their fears. First of all, what exactly is virtual reality, or VR? VR is a technology that puts you in a computer-generated world you can explore like the real world. By wearing a headset, you can enter simulations of everyday environments or imaginary ones. How can VR treat phobias? When you're exposed to something you're afraid of, neurochemicals and hormones are released and all the brain's attention goes to the fight or flight response. Your heart rate spikes and your breath becomes rapid and shallow and your palms sweat. With VR, people can repeatedly enter careful design simulations of the triggering situation, such as being high off the ground, that brings on their symptoms. Then they're guided in how to think, feel, and act. The results have been hugely encouraging, with some studies showing outcomes as good as the best face-to-face psychological therapies. So what happens in a typical session? The therapist will help you understand the potential sources of the problem, highlight what can be learned by entering the feared situation, and then coach you during the VR simulation. A therapist approach will vary on a case-by-case basis, but essentially coaching means encouraging people to stay in the situation, reassuring them that it's just anxiety they're feeling, and making sure they don't get too distressed. What does the future look like for VR phobia therapy? In my work with Oxford VR, we've automated therapy with a virtual therapist. A friendly computer-generated avatar guides patients through the therapeutic work, helping them practice techniques to overcome their difficulties. In the case of a fear of heights, the virtual therapist will take a person to a 10-story building, guide him or her through tasks on each floor, and ask how safe he or she feels at each stage. In the end, the person builds up memories of being safe dealing with heights and then counteracts the old beliefs. The software for phobias is now available primarily at a small number of clinics in the UK, but we hope it will eventually be available for home use. What are the main benefits of a VR approach? The beauty of a VR is that your brain and body respond as if it's real, but you still retain conscious awareness that it's a simulation. This gives you a greater confidence to try things you would normally be wary of, and the lessons learned through VR transfer to real life. Plus, the potential is that the daily VR treatment may be faster than the traditional weekly sessions with a therapist. Beauty, nature's best skincare. Some of the most powerful skincare ingredients originate in nature and have benefits packed by science and skin experts. There are ingredients populations that have used botanicals and minerals for generations, and we've seen anecdotal evidence of medicine or aesthetic effects for the skin, says Ava Shamban, MD of dermatologist in Los Angeles. Many of these have now been clinically proven to be some of the best raw ingredients, and they've been reintroduced into modern skincare formulations. Here are a few pro favorites. Clay. Using clay for skincare dates back to the ancient Egypt, where people slathered it on for cleansing, wound healing, and softening. Studies now show that clay works best for regulating skin's oil production. If you have oily or a combination skin, apply a clay face mask once per week to areas where you get shiny, Dr. Shamban suggests, but not all types of clay are the same. A formula with French green clay or Rasool clay is better on the oily or acne-prone skin, while a milder clay like kaolin or rose is ideal for sensitive skin, she explains. No matter which type you use, rinse it off while it still feels slightly damp to the touch. If you wait until the mask dries, it can dehydrate the skin, says Dr. Shamban. To protect skin, green tea. An antioxidant acts like a shield for your skin, helping block damage from external stressors like UV and pollution. One of the best in nature, a green tea extract called epigallocatin gallate, or EGCG, research shows that it's amazingly potent at combating free radicals. The molecules that cause damage, says dermatologist McRean Alexides, MD, PhD, director of the Dermatology and Laser Surgery Center in New York City. Smooth on a serum with EGCG every morning before you apply moisturizer and sunscreen for an added layer of protection. To brighten all over, soy. Botanically based skin brightens are a gentler alternative to chemical bleaching agents, and soy is at the top of the dermatologist's list. It works by preventing melanin by moving into nearby skin cells or by blocking an enzyme that causes cells to darken, says Jeanette Graff, MD, an assistant clinical professor of dermatology at Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York City. While ingestion of soy has been controversial, you don't need to be wary of soy in skincare products. It is not absorbed systematically when applied topically, so there should be no reason to be concerned, Dr. Chamban explains. Soy is a great antioxidant and has benefits for skin elasticity and oil control, in addition to reducing pigmentation. Apply serum or moisturizer with soy twice per day for even more skin tone. To reduce breakouts, charcoal. It may seem counterintuitive, but this carbon residue made by burning natural materials like wood is a new skincare star for instant purifying benefits. If you look at the charcoal dust under a microscope, each particle has lots of tiny holes, says dermatologist Heather Worley Lloyd, MD, director of the Ethnic Skincare at the University of Miami Department of Dermatology. When those particles come into contact with skin, they can attract and absorb dirt, excess oils, and pollutants, which get whisked away as you rinse. Since charcoal is non-irritating, it's safe on most skin types. Though the ingredient can be drying, so skip if you have dry skin, notes Elizabeth Tenzi, MD, a dermatologist at the Chevy Chase, MD. Even if you have oily skin, don't use charcoal cleanser more than a few days a week, she says, or try a weekly charcoal. Thank you for listening to Prevention Magazine. This program will be replayed this evening starting at 9 p.m. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at the 210-829-4223. This is Dana saying goodbye from Owl Radio.